What I welcome another week, another parasha, and we're up to parashat Vayira through the eyes of the Ora Chaim HaKadosh. Actually, today we have to see three different pieces in order to get the complete puzzle that we need to put together over here. So the puzzle begins in our parasha, Perek Yudchet, and it's going to be Pasuk Yud. We all know the story. Abraham has his Brit Milah, and following that, he's visited by three angels. And the angels come along, and they give Abraham and Sarah good news. And the news is that Sarah is going to conceive and going to have a child. And the Pasuk, when it heralds this good news, so the Pasuk reads as follows, by Yomer, one of the angels, Shov Ashuv Elecha. I will return to you. So that's a double language. So right away, you know, you don't need the Ora Chaim HaKadosh to point that out. That's a question according to everybody. Why the double language? I mean, the angel is saying, I will return to you, and Ka'et Haya at this time, Vinehi ben Lesara. So it sounds like there's going to be a return. Shov Ashuv Elecha Ka'et Haya. The Ora Chaim HaKadosh also was questioning the word vehine. Vehine sounds like, and now Sarah will have a child, as opposed to later she won't. That word hine implies something in the present. Vehine ben lesara. Now it will be a ben lesara. Well, it's going to be a ben lesara forever. Once Yitzhak is born, he's the son of Sarah forever. So what does it mean, the word vehine? Furthermore, the Ora Chaim HaKadosh is bothered, vehine ben lesara ishtecha. Well, it's not only a ben lesara, it's a ben to both of them. It should be, and behold, you'll have a son, you'll have a child, both Abraham and Yitzhak, both Abraham and Sarah. So if you want to read the Ora Chaim HaKadosh inside, I'll read it to you. Ta'am kefel shov ashuv. That's his first question. Double language. Shov Ashuv. Gam omro tevat vehine. Why did it say vehine? So he says a tremendous hadush. He writes that when Yitzhak Avinu was born, there's two types of neshamot that a person can receive from heaven when he's born. Obviously, you need a neshamah to live. But what you didn't know is that there's male neshamot and there's female neshamot. Now, that doesn't mean the male neshama is blue and the female neshama is pink. It's a certain wiring of the neshama, spiritual wiring of the neshama. So, and by the way, you don't have to be a male to have a male neshama. A male can have a female neshama and vice versa. It's just the spiritual wiring of the neshama. However, there's great ramifications because the Arizal says that somebody that has a neshama from the Zachar, that neshama is wired to enable that person to have children. It's the neshama of fertility. After all, it's the Zachar that puts the seed in the female. The female is the receiver, but it's the male that is the one that the fertility begins with. So therefore, if a person has a neshama from the Zachar side, there's fertility. But if a person has a neshama from the Nekeva side, so then that person, that man, for example, will not be able to have any children. The Nekeva receives, but it doesn't give. So therefore, a neshama Nekeva is infertile. Yitzhak Avinu Alav HaShalom initially had neshama Nekeva. And therefore, there was no way possible for Yitzhak Avinu to ever have children. And the Torah is hinting that to us when it says, "Vehine ben lesara." The child is connected and relates to Sarah more than Abraham. Abraham is the Zachar, Abraham is the male. This child was not a ben le'Abraham. This child was more a ben lesarah. His neshama was similar to the neshama of Sarah. Neshama of Nekeva. Furthermore, the Pasuk is coming to tell you that Vehine ben Lesara. Vehine means behold, now it would be a ben Lesara, but one day it would change. The neshama that Yitzhak Avinu received at birth would not be the neshama that he would have for the rest of his life. Well, we should know that already, because we know ultimately Yitzhak Avinu had children. So there must have been some change somewhere along the line, but not now. And that's why the Orach HaMekadosh writes, Shov Ashu. The angel says, I'm going to have to come back another time. I'm going to have to return to you in order to make a neshama change in Yitzhak. Now I'm just coming to tell you the first good news. You can have a baby. You can have a child. But I cannot guarantee yet that that child will have the power of reproduction. So Shov Ashuv, stay tuned. The angel is saying, I shall return. I will come back. And at that time, then, if everything is correct, then I'll make the switch. And then Yitzhak Avinu will end up having a neshama of a zachar. Now, we'll have to see exactly when that happened. Now, the Mefarshim, just to make it a little sweeter, show us that a boy, a male, for him to reproduce, has to have a neshama v'zachar. They bring different examples. For example, when we talk about Yosef HaSadiq, the pasuk says, v'nafsho kishura v'nafsho. The neshama of Yosef is attached to the neshama of Yaakov. Therefore, Yosef is able to have children right away. Menashe Nefrayim. Lemishpechotam lebet avotam. Families are created lebet avotam, from the father's side, from the neshama of Zachar. In the case that we're discussing over here, Sarah was akara. So therefore, she needed a miracle to take place in her. So therefore, the Mefarshim explained that since the miracle had to take place in the nekeva, so therefore, the neshama that she produced was from her, was a neshama nekeva. But we already hinted in this pasuk, Shov Ashuv, I'll return Elecha. Now the word Elecha makes perfect sense now. When I return, the news is going to be Elecha, regarding you, Abraham the Zachar. Vehineh, now it's Ben Lesara. But Shov Ashuv, when I come back, it's Elecha. The news is going to be regarding the male side. Now somebody might ask, why should Yitzhak Avinu be born infertile? It sounds like it's a punishment to Avraham, because after all, the whole purpose of having Yitzhak is in order that the promise of Kibi Yitzhak Yikare Lechazara, that in the your progeny will come through Yitzhak, should come true. Why is it then that it has to be done in such a way where initially he's not created with the ability to procreate? So the Orach HaYom HaKadosh alludes to something over here when he says, "V'ta'am sha'asa Hashem kacha," and the reason why God did so, "L'sibat omro," because Avraham said in last week's parasha, "Lu Yishma'el." What is he talking? So we got to go back to Orach HaYom HaKadosh, go back to Lech Lecha, and go to Perek Yud Zayin, and you have to go to Pasuk Yud Chet. So 17, 18, chapter 17, Pasuk 18. Mayom Rav Ram El Elohim, Lu Yishma'el Yichye Lefanecha. At this point, Avraham has no children. All he has is Yishma'el, and he has his servant, his loyal servant, Eliezer. So the Orach HaYom HaKadosh says, at this point, Avraham said, listen, God, I'm happy with Yishma'el. Let Yishmael be my legacy and my progeny. He was willing to accept that it should come from Yishmael. So says the Orach HaKadosh, Efshar lomar ki Hashem hikpid. God was upset with Abraham. Al shamar lu Yishmael, shebahar bi Yishmael. Why, Abraham, did you choose Yishmael? Ve'efshar ki ze haya siba shenitan lo Yitzhak Mesitra de Nukba. That's why Yitzhak Avinu, when he was born, he didn't have the power to give birth right away, to be Molid. Because Abraham, you were willing to settle with Yishmael. So therefore, it's not going to come so easy. And therefore, we'll see now that Avraham would have to go through a very trialing nisayon, a great test, in order to change the neshama of Yitzchak. So it's a punishment. And that's why if you look at the next pasuk in Lech Lecha, after Avraham says, Lu Yishmael yehyeh lefanecha, that Avraham is willing to accept Yishmael, Vayomer Elohim, so what does God say? Aval Sarah ishtecha yoledet. Sarah's going to have a baby, but it's going to come from her. Doesn't say you're going to have a child. Already God punishes Avraham from here, that the child that's going to be born from you is going to be from Sarah ishtecha. God already told them, Yitzchak will be born, but don't think he's going to have an easy time. He's going to be born from the Shema of Nekeva. Now the final piece of the puzzle is, well, when was this change? When did the neshama of Yitzchak become the neshama Zachar and now all of a sudden was able to procreate? Well, good news is, it's in this week's parasha. Go to the end of the parasha. Go to Perek Chafbet, chapter 22, and read Pasuk 20. Now this pasuk, just to get the backdrop, is the pasuk immediately following the Akedah. So we all know the story of the Akedah, incredible story, one of the final tests of Avraham Avinu. We all know what he did. He was willing to take his son Yitzhak without any questions, blind faith, put him on the Mizbeach and bind him up and sacrifice him as a pure korban olah, to God. And of course, at some point in the process, an angel comes down from heaven, as we read in the Pesukim right before. If you look at the Pesukim, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayikra Elav Malach Hashem Min Hashamay. The angel calls Avraham from the heavens, and the angel says, Avraham, Avraham, al tishlach yadecha lana'a, don't do it. Al ta'aslo me'uma, don't even make a blemish, don't do anything. So the angel stopped him. And then, of course, Avraham Abinu is finished with the Akedah, he takes his Yitzhak off the Mizbeach, and he makes his way back to Be'er Sheva. Very good. And that's the end of the Akedah. Pasuk Chaf, Vahi Ahareh, and it was after the Akedah, Vayugad LaAvraham Nemor, and some messenger comes and gives Avraham some news. And what's the news? Hine Yaledam Milka Gamhi Banim LeNahor Achicha. You know your brother Nahor, who's married to Milka, he had some children. And the Torah goes on to list his children. Utz Bechoro, it Buz, it Kimuel, Kesed Chazo, Pildash Yidlaf, Betuel. Then the Torah comes along and says that that child called Betuel, he bore a child. Betuel Yalad et Rivka. And Betuel had Rivka. So the Or HaKadosh asks, well, first as she says, before the Or HaKadosh, what's the connection between this story and the Akedah? The Torah is juxtaposing it. Because the Torah says, as if there's a connection between the Akedah and what happened here in these Pesukim. But she says very simply, now that Avraham Avinu finished with the Akedah, now already Yitzhak is ready to get married. And therefore the Torah introduces to us his future wife. Behold, Rivka is born. And it works out perfectly because we know that Rivka, Yitzhak was 37 years old at the Akedah, and Rivka was born now. And we know that she got married at 3 years old, according to Hazal. And then Yitzhak was 40, so it's perfect. So right after the Akedah, already the Torah says, now we can mention the next step in Yitzhak Gamilu's life, Rivka is born. But according to the Or HaKadosh, he says even better. He says before the Akedah, Yitzhak wasn't marriageable. Yitzhak couldn't marry anybody because he wouldn't have children. But the angel promised him, I'm coming back. Shov ashuv elecha. And when did he come back? When the angel came to Abraham to stop him at the time of the Akedah, that was the return. And at that moment, says the Rahma Kadosh, there was a change in the neshama. The neshama of Yitzchak left, like it says, parcha neshmato, and a new neshama came down. And now, says the Rahma Kadosh, after Yitzchak now becomes fertile, after now he becomes able to bear children, now we can discuss the birth of Rivka Imenu. Now already there's something there. Now there's a viable zivug, there's a viable couple that can bear children. But before the Akedah, this couple, Yitzchak and Rivka, will not be able to have children because of the wiring of the neshama of Yitzchak. Now, from here, in conclusion, we learn a great thing. And the lesson is that you can't lose by following the divine decree. You know, we always think that, wow, Abraham Avinu, he was giving up everything to do the Akedat Yitzchak. He's giving up his own son, sacrificing him, and he's going to be left with nothing. But let's think the other way. Let's say Abraham Avinu did not sacrifice his son. Let's say Abraham wasn't able to rise above this great nisayon, this test, and he wasn't able to fulfill the divine command. So let's play it out. Let's talk it out. He never would have brought Yitzhak on the Mizbeach, but he would have said to himself, at least my son is alive. He'll get married, he'll have children, he'll have a family. Okay, so I went 9 for 10. I passed 9 out of the 10 tests. But what would have happened was, Yitzhak would have still had neshama nekeva, and he would have married Rivka, and they never would have had children. And therefore, because Abraham was willing to give up everything, that's how he ended up getting everything. At the time of the Akedah, the onlooker says, wow, there goes Klal Yisrael. And Borei Olam says, actually, because of the Akedah, it is on that operating table called the Mizbeah that the neshama of Yitzhak Avinu now becomes viable to create Klal Yisrael. And therefore, Avraham actually wasn't giving up anything at all. He was actually getting Klal Yisrael. And therefore, whoever follows the will of God, like the Midrash says, Kol Hashomeya Ali Enom Mafsid. The Midrash tells us a very important rule when it comes to following the divine decrees and the divine command. Whoever listens to me won't lose out. Although you think and you make the math, you say, well, if I do this, I'm going to lose ABC. You don't know the Hashbonot of God. You'll never lose out. As a matter of fact, following the will of God only brings a person to profit and to benefit. And this story is the perfect example. So you see, the beginning of the parasha is when God tells Sarah, you're going to have a child, and the return. So the angels actually come to Avram twice. And the second time would be at the end of the parasha, 37 years later. And at that point, Ben, and now there's a Ben, that Ben over there now becomes not Ben Lesarah, but the angel tells Avram, Avraham, Avraham, now the child over here is to you. Now it's connected to you. And therefore, the Torah will tell us right after that, Hine Yaleda Milka, Milka had Betuel, and Betuel had Rivka. And Klal Yisrael now is on its way. Shabbat Shalom and Mevorach.